Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Yabashika. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. If we can just get a little bit closer as a family, you know, we're going to just eat some hamburgers and walk around together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, friends. I greet all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. After visiting some states, I'm back, preparing to go back home. I really miss my family. And my son's there. I cannot even sleep. All sending text messages. They miss their papa. Anyway, it's okay. I'm gonna go back home. I had a request during the conference. I said somebody got to buy the shirts, because if you will not buy them, I will not go with them back home. Okay? And there's still some shirts. And we have a project. We want to buy industrial sewing machines. So if you can buy some of those shirts, we're going to fulfill what the Lord wants to do. Sure. So consider to buy those shirts. I said, even when you don't want to do nothing with them, you just buy them. Praise the Lord. God is so good. So we're going to talk about to pursue the land. how to face the enemy. Because in our daily life, we have a challenge. The challenge is how we are facing the enemy and where the enemy is. Okay? Because we are talking about this enemy. But where is the enemy? Okay? I am not your enemy. I cannot be your enemy. Where is the enemy? Some people are even fighting their wives and husbands because they don't know who is the enemy. So if you don't know how you fight him, you cannot fight him. Okay? So we have an heritage, you know, we was given. And seems like the church is losing the ground. Okay? Seems like we are losing what is belonging to us. Okay, let me tell you something. Praise the Lord. God bless you. The demons are really very well organized. You know, when Jesus asked them, "Who are you?" they said, "We are a legion." That means we are the army. We are marching. So if you can see, you can find the witches fighting between them. But how many churches, how many pastors, they are fighting? You cannot find the witches fighting. They are very well organized. And then you go to the families, the husbands are fighting their wife. The wives fighting their husbands. The sons and daughters fighting their parents. You know, why? Because we don't know the enemy. And we don't know how to fight him. We don't know where he is. So, I believe it's time to conquer back what is ours. It's time to decide. Because you cannot do nothing without taking a decision. Okay? So, let's go to the, if you can read, alone that book, the book of Joshua 12. Read all the chapter, because you're also getting lazy to read the word. You know, just read all the chapter, and you'll find out that Joshua, he had conquered, he destroyed all the enemies. Okay? Joshua, he had the power to face the enemy and conquer the land. Okay? So, let's read also in the book of Colossians 2:15. Audrey, you're going to read it. Because you are here to read. Good.
Colossians 2:15, he disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Read it again. Huh? Read it again. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him.
He disarmed the rulers. He disarmed the rulers, the demons that they were reigning in us. He disarmed them. Somebody got to know, you know, that he did the job. Okay, he did. He disarmed them. But the problem, we go back to them. Okay? We go back to them. We have conversation with them. We are not understanding that somebody did the job. He disarmed them means they don't have no power in my life. They are nothing. Okay? They cannot do nothing. Okay? He turned them, you know, nothing, zero. Okay? And then today, we go there like, you know, casting the demons out. They were defeated. Okay? They are nothing. But anyway, they will come back and try to scare you. And then you will keep thinking about it. Okay? You sleep thinking about it. You dream about it. And then you are binded in it because you are not letting it go. Okay? You are thinking about it. You like you are enjoying it than Jesus. Okay? He disarmed the rulers. My God, that is something. Was somebody ruling in my life? Okay? Emotionally, I wasn't nothing. I didn't have any emotion. Positive emotion, I didn't have it because somebody was ruling. I wasn't free. I was depending. Okay? And somebody came and free me. Okay? I am free. I am free. I don't have any connection. I will not depend. I will not dream about it. I will not think about it because I am free. He did the job. He did the job. We don't have to try to depend of ourselves. We don't try to force. He did the job. We are free. We're supposed to enjoy the one who set us free. He is our friend. He is our everything. We got to be back. Today I was talking with Mary. It's something I like about the prodigal son. Because after he went away, he thought about his father. And he said, no, I got to go back. You know, that was a big decision. I got to go back. And then when he got back to his father, he said, Father, I know what I did wasn't good, but now make me. Okay. I don't want your money right now. I want to be made something else. He was telling his father that renew me. Make me something different with the first one. I was far, and then I come back that you will make me. I don't need your power. I don't need your money. I don't need any feast. But make me. Okay? Make me. The you me, make me. Your son, make me. What you are, make me. The way I have to be, make me. Take out everything and make me. Renew me. Build me. Let me be like you. Thought about the father. And he said, it's too much. I cannot keep living like this. And my father has everything. If I will be with my father, I will be saved. Okay? I will be saved with you if I will be with my father. Because my father is the one who disarmed the rulers. My father is the one who takes me where I have to be. My father is one who protects me. My father is one who provides to me. My father is the one who blesses me. My father is the one who does everything for me. I don't have to be worried when I'm in the presence of my father. He said, make me. I want to be like you. I want to enjoy my life in you. Make me. I was confused. I didn't know what I needed. Make me. So I believe we got to be made. Something else. Something in our mind is not okay. Okay? Something is going wrong. There's a confusion. Okay, there's a confusion. And this man, he just remembered the father. He said, no, I cannot keep doing this. I'm going back to my father. If I will be there, I know that I will be saved. I know that I will be protected. I know that I will be in the power. I know that I will be not lack nothing. I know that my father has everything for me. Make me father. Make my mind other mind. I need another mind, not this mind. Make me. I want to enjoy you. I want to enjoy your power, your anointing. Make me. I know that you are the one who can make me, who can transform me. I know you are the one who can bless me. I know you are the one who can take me and put me here where I'm supposed to be. Make me today. I don't have more time. I want to be met somebody else. I want to enjoy life the way I was supposed to. Make me. Make me. Okay. Make me. He disarmed the rulers. And what else did?
We're going to work together today.
Oh, I grabbed a different. And put them to open shame.
Say what is happening. He put them to open shame. And then you wake up, you go to the open shame. You are carrying it. But our father, he put the enemies in open shame. There's no way. If you understand who are you, you will not be confused. If you understand who are you, you will be not taken by the wind. If you understand who are you, you will know that I am saved where I am. If you understand who are you, you know that you are not the one who fights. But he did the job. He took them and put them in the open shame where everybody can see. Where everybody can see. And you know that he took the enemy out of the family. He took the family out of our minds. He took the enemy out of the church. He took the enemy out of me. He freed me. And he exposed the enemy. In open shame. My God, somebody got to understand. This thing, we are talking about somebody. We are talking about the man. We are talking about the power. We are talking about life. We are talking about Jesus. This is not a joke. This is not a joke. He exposed the enemy in open shame, that everybody will see that he doesn't have a power. Okay? He doesn't have a power in you, in your mind, in all your stuff. He doesn't have power. In your emotions, he doesn't have power. In your body, he doesn't have power. He was exposed. Oh yeah. The Christians is like, oh, the enemy is so wise. Hey, listen, he was exposed. Okay? He know about that. You know, if he can come to you and you will tell him, listen, I don't have time to you. Go away. You're going to go because he knows. Okay? You're going to go. But if you enjoy him, he takes the ground. He takes the control. He confuses you. But he was exposed in the open shame. And you know what? Jesus, he did that because he wanted to free you. He took your shame. Okay? He took your shame and it was exposed in the enemy. Okay? So, what? How you are praying? How you are doing your stuff? How you are thinking? Because sometimes it's this prayer, I want to conquer, I'm conquering, but you are not conquering nothing because the problem is here. Okay? You are talking about conquering, but your problem is here. And then you don't know which part you have to fight the enemy. Okay? You are pointing and pointing, but the problem is, that's why the Romans says, the Romans 12:1, I'm right. What he says? Good. You can say that on the micro.
Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Jesus. 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 Okay, it's okay. We is where we was going to. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm fine. So listen. The problem is not the enemy. The problem is in the mind. Your mind has to be renewed. Your mind has to be a mind of Jesus. Because although you see, you know, you are not seeing. Although you are talking about it, you are not talking about it. You know, it's like doing a documentary. You know, a trailer. You know, but Jesus is real. Okay? And don't conform with this world, but be transformed. I mean, you be transformed. You know, take another direction. Okay? You got to think opposite of what you was thinking before. Okay? Be transformed. Be mad new in your mind. Okay? So that's why I like that guy. He said, make me. Okay? I believe all of us, we got to pray that prayer. Make me. Okay? It's when we're going to be transformed, when he makes us. Make me is when we're going to see when he makes us. Make me is when we're going to walk in the anointing when he makes us. Make me is when we're going to see the power of your Father when we let him make us. Make me is when our eyes gonna be open, our mind gonna be open, is when we're gonna see the destiny. Make me is when we are dying every day. Make me is when we are decreasing. Make me is when Jesus. I don't know if you are here. It's something. Something about Jesus. Okay? Something about our God. He said, make me. I want to be transformed. Okay? Make me. I want to see things in different way. Make me. I want to be new. Okay? Make me. I want to enjoy you because many Christians are not enjoying him. Make me. I want to be with you. I want to walk with you. Make me. I want to sleep with you. Make me. I want to be what you are. Make me. Transform my mind. I am tired to eat with the pigs. I am tired. I am tired to the friends that they just want my money. Make me. I am tired to the friends that they need something to me. And they want to take what Jesus had given me. Okay. Because some of friends, they are not helping you. They take what God had given to you. They take your joy. They take your peace. They take your curriculum, and they will destroy everything. Make me. I don't wanna go with those kinds of friends. Make me, and I will be still in your presence. Is when. I will watch the enemy exposed when you make me. Because if you will not make me, I will not see him. But you make me, I see him. He is exposed in my life. You know what? Our cousin back home, he was after the witch doctor stuff. And he took us kind of caught in the big organization of the witches. And we tell them, I took some Bibles and I lead them to Jesus. And then we free him. We said, go and do what you're going to do because we will not be with you. And he went to do it. And we was praying. After 3 months, the hurt that all the witch doctor stuff he was in, it just burned. You know, we did not even say a word against what he was doing. But you know, when he makes you, there's a power. Okay, and the power is a power that is manifesting. You know, it's not about a power that we are talking about. Okay, it is manifesting. Okay, so he exposed the enemy in public shame, and what happens?
Oh, triumphed over them. He triumphed over them.
See? We are not in the same place. We are not in the same positions like yesterday. We step on the enemy. We step on him. This is not a joke. This is not a game. It is true. We over them. There's no demon can resist. There's no evil spirit can resist. There's no Satan can resist. Because he was exposed. And then he triumphed over the demons. Okay? Okay? Why not to tell them to go to the hell? If they are giving you a hard time, you tell them, go away from me. And you know what? They're gonna go. They're gonna go. You tell them, away from me. Okay?
Okay, let's read another book. We're gonna read another one.
Oh, Audrey, we are together today. Okay. Go to the book of Colossians 3, 20, 21.
Colossians 3, 20 and 21. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
We are together, okay? We are together. We encourage each other. We grow together. You know what? I like frontline ministry. I like frontline ministries because I saw you. You were very young and you are growing with your fathers and, you know, growing mean to respect, mean to understand, mean to be where you're supposed to be. Growing. It's not just to grow like growing. We take our steps the way we suppose and we grow together. Okay? Let's go to the Corinthians 10, 3, 4.
You find it?
Yes. Good. 1 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4. And sorry. Forgive me.
Okay,
2 Corinthians. Okay. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds.
Allah, repeat it. Okay.
For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh.
Okay. We are not fighting. We are not fighting. We are not doing our war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortress. Jesus. I mean, we are talking in the families. Okay? Because the enemy, he likes to destroy families. We are talking in the families. And you know what? He exists. Okay, but we have our weapons that are not fleshly. Our weapons are powerful. And then the enemy cannot confound us because he cannot even face us. He cannot even be close to us because our weapons are powerfully. Our weapons are taking down the fortress. I don't know if you understand about the fortress. It happens in the families. Many families are in big problems if are not getting to know Jesus, if are not getting to give themselves to Jesus. And you know what? There's a fortress. There's a legions of demons in the families. There's an army of the enemy marching in the family. But you know, when we get there with the weapons that are not fleshly weapons, the enemy, he flows away because the power is there and the enemy cannot resist for the power. The power is active. The power is really. So, our weapons are not according to the flesh. Don't mix these two things. If you fight a flesh, don't fight a flesh with a flesh. Hey, don't confound the things, you know. You cannot fight the flesh with the flesh. You got to fight the flesh with the spirit of living God. If you want to win and not lose again. Okay? If you want to win and not lose the ground, you fight according to the will of your Father. You go to him every day and you ask him how I can fight. And your Father, he will show you how to fight. You are not fighting the flesh. You are fighting the spirit, the evil spirit. And I got to tell you today that there's four places in you that you have to fight. You have to fight the enemy. The first thing, you fight the enemy in your mind. Say, in my mind. The second thing, you fight the enemy in your will. Says, in my will. The third thing, you fight the enemy in your emotions. Says, in my emotions. The fourth thing, you fight the enemy in your body. Say, in my body. Is the victory. Okay? You have the victory. You are not what people are saying that you are, of course, but if you understand which area you have to fight the enemy, you're gonna be victorious. So, I came to tell you today, you are free. You are free. The enemy doesn't have power in your life, in the subject that God had begun through you, in you, the enemy doesn't have a power. Don't give the enemy a ground. Don't let him conquer what Jesus had conquered. Don't open yourself to him, because the Lord had did the job. And he never begins something that he cannot finish it. He goes till the finish line. You are free. You are victorious. You are blessed. You are the blessing. You are not blessed. You are the blessing. To bless others. Okay. You are not this one crying, weeping every day. Hey, he did the job. You are free. What you have to do, just be transformed. See things the way he sees. Talk what he's talking. Walk with him where he goes. Don't take your own way. Don't take your own project, because you are his project. And of course, he took the enemy and exposed him because of you. Because he didn't want to see you exposed. And he took the enemy and he was exposed in public shame for you. What you are doing? Giving the enemy the ground. You are son, you are daughter. Okay. Make me. Jesus, make me. Ah, my God. Make me. Okay. Make me powerful in humble way. Jesus. Make me the one that will bring the light. Make me a blessing. Make me. Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. But you're really God's subject. Okay? And he did everything. He did everything. There's no discussion. Okay? There's no option. He did everything. When he exposed the enemy, He let you stood up. And you know what? He looks at you and he said, this is my beloved daughter. This is my beloved son. Okay. This is what I made to be like me. To do what I'm doing. To release what I'm releasing. And he look at you. And you know, he will give you some words of wisdom. And you release. And he look at you and he laugh. Because he loves you. And he says, yes, my subject is perfect. You know, when you understand, he says, yes, my subject is perfect. I made him. He gets happy. I made him. I formed him in the new way. I changed him. I put inside the mind some subjects from heaven. Jesus. May the Lord bless you. I got to go to Africa. I'm going to Africa. And you know, next year, I will come to see you. And I will be happy to see, you know, people that they are transformed here. Okay. It doesn't have nothing with America, doesn't have nothing with frontline. It has something with your mind. If you get what is here, you know, you see, everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. May God bless you. I love you. And I will be praying for you in Africa. And the ones that they have long time without going to Mozambique, get ready. Because I want to see you in Mozambique, you know. And don't tell me the reason that you are not going there. You just go. I want to see you there. Okay? Okay? If you are renewed, you have money to go. If you don't have, you got to have. Okay. God bless you. And don't forget, we need 400. We want to buy the industrial machine. We don't want to be a beggars, you know. We are doing a company with my wife. And the company has a name, Rose of Sharon. That is my daughter. You know. And I will begin another company. So, don't run away, friend. Oh, good. Oh, you took one. That's good, friend. God bless you. You know? Okay. Sure, she's good. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we want to do these companies in Africa to bless Africa and all the world. You know. So the Lord had opened my eye to see the world in Africa. You know. And it is true for the kingdom. And we want to do it. God bless you. MP, if you have something to say as a pastor and mama. Good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless you.
Can we just extend our hands out? Come on, just come up around PJ. We're just going to pray for him as he is receiving here. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Praise you, Lord. Praise your holy, holy name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. You are so good. You have triumphed over the enemy. Ho, ho. Yes, Lord, you have disarmed the principalities and powers, rulers of wickedness in high places. You have said it's finished, and you have risen from the dead. So we belong to you, and we thank you, Lord, for this overcoming time, this overcoming word, this overcoming work. We present ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is your reasonable act of worship, you tell us. And we choose to be not conformed to this world, but be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of our mind to know that which is acceptable and perfect will of God. So, Father, we release that over Pastor Jose in greater measure. We thank you, Lord, for his time here in this country to serve you, to walk in the blessing that he is, to release himself to all of us and to many around this country. So, Lord, we thank you for the new fire and anointing that's upon him, for the increase that's upon him. We thank you, Father, that every gift, it comes from you, the Father of lights. We thank you, O God, for the release of new anointing, fresh manna from heaven, overcoming him now, taking him and Mama Linda and the family, where you have them, what you will have them do with all the companies and the businesses. For the gospel of the kingdom belongs to those who receive you, to walk in you, to release you, to accept you, to receive your love, to see you with new eyes. And we say thank you, Lord, that we partner together in that, because you are the truth. And you said those who know the truth shall be free. Thank you, Lord. So thank you, Father, for the truth revealed tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that we are free. And we thank you for that new precious freedom that Jose carries, God, for the height of revelation, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge and power and might, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord, increasing in every way. And we thank you, Lord, that the fulfillment of all that you have for his life and his destiny, God, shall come to pass. So be it, on earth as it is in heaven, in this man, for the sake of the Lamb's reward. So we thank you, Lord, that he is part of that Lamb's reward, and he is part of the bride making herself ready. So we thank you, Father, for that unabashed love that overwhelms his heart and his family and all that he's connected with. For the sake of soon and coming, Maranatha, come soon. Lord Jesus, come soon. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And we thank you for the transformation that has taken place tonight. In Jesus' name, we say it, we believe it, we receive it. We praise your name for this son of yours. We praise your holy name, for you are holy and righteous and good and perfect. You are the sun, you are the moon, you are all, you are everything. You've created all. So thank you, God. Thank you for your perfection. Thank you, God. You are God of the universe, and your fiery love that overtakes this sun shall grow, and this inferno shall go all through Mozambique and around the rest of the world. So we thank you, God, for this precious time that you've given us with Pastor Jose. For those who have a word, if you have a specific word, you can give it to him right now. You have a word, you have something that God has given you, a fresh word or a picture that the Lord is releasing to you. Thank you, Lord. We just, we bathe you in his love and his power right now, and we thank you, Father, for the release. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that as he prepares to go home, we thank you, Father, that all will go smooth according to the counsel of your will. There shall be no distraction, no problem. There shall be a fullness right now in Pastor Jose that takes him everywhere that you have. The doors are open. He says, walk through it, my son. Walk through these doors. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you for the picture of the bull stomping, just stomping the land that you showed me. Father, and I thank you that's the authority and the tenacity that Pastor Jose carries. Father, I thank you for an increase, God, for him in that, in Jesus' mighty name.
I hear the Lord saying, I am the God of the abundance. I am the God of the abundance, and I will do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all that you can ask or imagine, according to the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your abundance, Lord God.
When we were praying, I saw a picture of multiple trees. And as the trees grew and expanded out their branches, that the branches from the different trees started to intertwine with each other. And so I don't know if that is in reference to a business or a family or pastors or church relationships, but something to where the multiple things that God has put together, as they're expanding out together, they're starting to merge and strengthen each other. And the sap from one tree is affecting the other tree and growing it up, and the sap from another tree is affecting the other one. And so they're all growing bigger together more than they were separately. So, Father, so we just bless the multifaceted areas that you have Pastor Jose in. And I thank you, Father, that it's not one tree, but it's multiple that are strengthening each other. So it can't be done on its own. So, Father, I thank you, God, that you are providing the needs for each of these individual things by causing them to bless each other. So we just bless everything that he's put his hands to, Father. We bless everything that he's put his feet to, his heart to, his mind to, his soul to, his, that you've given him, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, just show me Psalm 133 over you, Pastor Jose. Just behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. And just as we were praying, I just saw this. It's just, I don't know if it was a box or just this oil being broken over you. Holy One, I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of unity. Father, just in that word, Lord, just commingled with what Josh shared and released, Lord, about the trees. But Father, I speak unity, Father, in his family, Father, in Jesus' name, as he stood, Father, and contended, Father, for you. Lord, I thank you that you're turning, Lord, the hearts of those that have turned away, Father, from you. And Lord, I just see, Pastor Jose, I just see like the anointing of Joseph upon you, where brothers will come and they will recognize that Jesus, you are the one who had your hand upon Pastor Jose. That they will recognize and that they will turn and then repent, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for the heart of forgiveness, Lord, that Pastor Jose carries, Lord, in Jesus' name. And that's released, Father. Let it be a testimony in the family, Father, in the name of Jesus, that what the enemy intended, Father, for evil, you will turn to good, Father, because of the anointing upon him, because of your presence upon him. And your presence upon him, Father, will bring restoration and reconciliation. It's you doing it by your spirit because of your anointing, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that Pastor Jose has positioned his heart to receive that, to walk in that, to carry that out, Father. So I did prophesy over him, Lord, that there's a turning. And Lord, that his brothers are going to come, Father, from the east and the west and the north and the south. And Lord, they're going to recognize what you have done on the inside of him. And more so, Lord, they're going to recognize you. They're going to recognize you. They're going to recognize you, Jesus, and your heart of redemption, your heart of forgiveness. And Lord, we know that it's your kindness and it's your goodness that lead men to repentance. And Father, I thank you that, Lord, the kindness and the gentleness and the forgiveness that Pastor Jose has consistently shown, Lord, is breaking down walls and barriers, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we believe it, Father, for him. We stand and contend, Father, for him in that area. And we thank you, Lord, that you say in your word that your anointing oil destroys the yoke of the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. Thank you.
Father, I speak health over his body, that no aches or pains, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, abundant health over Pastor Jose, Lord, that nothing can come against his body in the name of Jesus. He is protected in his body. I thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus covers him. The blood of Jesus is over him, Father. Thank you, Lord, that he prospers as his soul prospers, Lord. His body prospers in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. Be it unto him according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.
I also saw a picture of a tree. It was really dead, and then it became, like, bloomed into, like, more fruit and more and more fruit. So that I just saw increase, Lord, just increase over Pastor JSA's life. Lord, I just pray that this is also something I was hearing, like, breaking of generational curses, Lord. Just, I don't know why that came up, but, Lord, I just pour that into his life, that he could share that with everybody around him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now stronger than the Lord.
And I saw a picture of a bunch of birds in a cage, and then I saw the cage door open, and as birds started flying out, the entire top of the cage came off. So God, I just thank you for the anointing that Pastor Jose carries for breakthrough and for freedom. I thank you that he carries that everywhere that he goes, that he will see an increase even in the amount of breakthrough and freedom and deliverance for those that he is ministering to and all of those around him. In Jesus' name, thank you, God.
I just keep hearing the Father declaring with such confidence and boldness, the bills are paid. He just keeps speaking, the bills are paid. So, Father, every financial need, Lord, we just, even now, God, we just, with faith and confidence, we come into an agreement and say that every need, the bills are paid in Jesus' name, that no weapon formed against any ministry that he is raising up, whether in his home or outside of his home, can prosper. Father, every need is met. Father, there is no lack in you. There is no lack in you. So, Father, we thank you that Papa Jose lacks no good thing. Father, every financial need has been done and paid for in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to the Lord.
Just while we were praying, I just saw another hand come and join us, and I just heard the Lord is interceding on your behalf. Jesus is interceding on your behalf. So I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you that you are joining us in the intercession, Lord God. I thank you that you are joining us, Lord God, and that you never cease. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. No. Amen.
No.
We have some things to deal with in the family, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are supposed to talk to Pastor Jerseo like half hour ago, so he's waiting for us. So as soon as you are finished, we get to call Brazil. It's on the tape.
Hey, friends, is everything okay?